Welcome to the Fandom Podcast. This is the show about the TV, movies, comics, and books that you love. Every week we jump into a fandom, and this is a special episode about Fanix survival, about little tips that will help you on your way through Fanix. And many of these tips can apply to other conventions as well, so I hope this helps you. If you're listening to this, there is a good chance that you have your wristbands in your hand and you are excited to go to Salt Lake Comic Con Fanix. But if you haven't gotten your bands yet, then I have a question to ask. Why not? This is, after all, my favorite convention. It has big celebrities, smaller crowds, amazing cosplay, great vendors, and an artist alley that you can spend all day in. I've done just that. Some people like to push off buying tickets until the last minute to make sure that guests that they want to see get announced. But my very first survival tip for you is to buy your tickets as early as you can. Now, I know we've already missed a lot of the bonuses and perks since we're just less than a month away, but Salt Lake Comic Con tries to reward the diehard Salt Lake Comic Con fans by offering discounts on tickets, and then they slowly peel them away as the convention gets closer, and then the most expensive tickets are the day of the convention. Pre-ordering your tickets can also get you in on some of the convention swag, like the limited t-shirts, posters, comic cash, and even free kids passes, as long as you do it soon enough and don't delay. All right, so now I've gotten you to the website and you're looking at the tickets, but you're wondering which one to get. The easiest answer to say is to get a VIP pass, but those are expensive and they're also limited. So let's talk about it for a minute. Why do you want to go to Fanix? I found that Fanix is not just one convention, but actually four conventions that are going on simultaneously with a little bit of overlap. And the different levels of tickets have different advantages depending on what things you like the most. The four conventions that make up Fanix are the Celebrity Interaction Con, the Panel Con, the Artist and Vendor Con, and the Cosplay / People Watching Con. So if you are one to enjoy the one-on-one opportunities with celebrities and have money saved up to do so, then you'll probably spend most of your time in Celebrity Row. This is the area which has been set up for celebrities to sign autographs and have photo ops. Some of them do some at their tables, but they also have a big photo op area. The ticket that you will want to buy to get the most out of this experience is the VIP ticket. It will let you get more done with your day than just standing in line. For every autograph line, there is a VIP line, and you can save hours by spending some extra money on your ticket. When Stan Lee came to Salt Lake Comic Con, I purchased a VIP ticket and an autograph. It's actually the only one that I have ever purchased, but I went at the beginning of the day to scout out the area and found out that there were people beginning to line up in the general admission line. The underappreciated volunteer that I asked told me that Stan Lee would not be coming out for more than 4 hours. So I came back 30 minutes before he started signing and jumped into the VIP line. Within an hour, I was walking away with my signed Spider-Man mask, and general admission still had probably about 100 people in line. By spending that extra money on VIP, I was able to go out and create more memories and have a blast with my friends in the convention, and rather than just sitting in the line. So there's no way to get into the VIP line with a day pass, a multi-pass, or a gold pass. So if you can afford the VIP ticket, it's your best bet for celebrity interactions. And really, that's multiple celebrity interactions. If you have just one person that you are dying to see, you can probably get by with a day pass or a multi-pass or a gold pass, but none of those really give you any extra benefits. The second convention is the Panel Con. This is probably the convention that requires the most explaining to new con-goers. A panel is another name for a presentation at Comic-Cons. You can have panels that have one person explaining a part of a fandom. You can have panels with multiple experts discussing a topic. You can have a question and answer panel where the panelists answer the questions from the audience about a certain topic. And then you also have celebrity panels, which normally consist of celebrities sitting down with a moderator and answering questions from the audience about virtually anything. Some of the celebrities, like Alan Tudyk, they sit down and they moderate their own panels and they bring people up on stage. But for the most part, it's just the celebrity talking. And so the moderator is optional, I guess, on that one. Panels are my favorite part of these conventions, and getting a chance to get some of the behind-the-scenes information from the experts in the industry is a chance that not a lot of people get, and it easily makes up the cost of admission for me. It's also fun to listen to celebrities talk about behind-the-scenes stories about how things were filmed and what people are like as actors. And so just like the autographs, there are VIP panel entry lines which allow you to get in before the multi-pass and the gold pass holders. But unlike the autograph lines, there is also a zip queue system available to VIP pass holders. For the big panels, you can register your wristband at a zip queue kiosk, and I would recommend early in the morning because the spaces do go quickly. And that will save you one of a limited number of zip queue seats up near the front of the grand ballroom. And then all you have to do is show up about 15 minutes before the panel starts. They scan your wristband, and you claimed your seat, and you get to go in. If you're late and they've already filled up those seatings and you miss your check-in, they will not save a seat for you. So make sure that you plan accordingly. With these additional time-saving lines, again, if your budget can handle it, then a VIP pass is the way to go. Many panels that you may want to go to will be scheduled back-to-back, sometimes even across the convention center. If you get to a panel after the VIP line has been let in, you can still walk to the front of the general admission line with a VIP pass and get in with them. One of the panels that I wanted to go to was Clear Across the Salt Palace for my previous one, and I was wearing some samurai armor for my cosplay, so I wasn't moving very fast. And I walked to the front of the general admission line and was still able to get a seat about halfway back. There were roughly about 100 people that did not make it into that panel. If you are a responsible adult and have decided that the VIP pass is not in your future, don't despair. With a little bit of planning and backup, you can get to many great panels with a multipass. It is important to note, though, that Gold Pass does not benefit you if you are hoping to get to the panels. The part of the convention that the Gold Pass helps with is if you are going for the vendor floor and artist alley. Even with the attendance limit that FanEx sets, the vendor floor and artist alley can get pretty crowded. And if you're hoping for a chance to talk with your favorite artist for a few minutes, the extra hour on the convention floor that you gain with the Gold Pass can afford you that luxury. Another thing that the Gold Pass will get you is sometimes it can get you a t-shirt or extra comic cash or other swag like that, but I wouldn't count on it that much for the Gold Pass. The main thing is getting into the floor early. If your favorite part about going to FanEx is the people watching, you may be able to get by with just a Saturday pass. The other days are cheaper for single passes, but Saturdays is where you get the biggest attendance and where you get to see the most intricate cosplays. If you don't go for the people watching, you may be thinking to yourself, surely there can't be anybody who would attend FanEx simply for people watching with all the things going on. But there are people who buy Disneyland annual passes not to go on the rides, but to sit on a bench and watch the passerbys. And while nerds at a con are much more entertaining to watch than 8-year-olds on a sugar high. So how do I know this? I know this because I have an aunt that just moved to Utah from California. She kept her Disneyland membership for that reason. She goes back just to watch people. And who did I see sitting on a bench at the last FanEx? It was my aunt. She brought her grandkids, and she sat on a bench, and she loved watching the cosplayers go by. So now you have some soul searching to do. This is something that I can't help you with. And I can't stress this enough. If you can't afford a VIP pass, do not buy one. This stuff is a lot of fun, but it is not worth going into debt over. With the appropriate planning, you will be able to enjoy yourself just as much on a multi-pass as you would a VIP. And if you do buy a VIP, then keep in mind that does not make you a better person or entitle you to treat others poorly. It is pretty easy to lose yourself in the excitement of the con, but remember that those are people around you and not your loyal subjects that should bow down to you. One thing that the VIP crowd doesn't get as much as the multi-pass group is the opportunity to mingle with others in line. While you're in line, make sure that you get a chance to talk to the others around you. You will be surprised at who you meet. I've met some great people waiting in lines at these conventions. Now that you know this, you can get your tickets purchased and you can decide which parts of the convention are most important to you. VIP obviously lets you kind of mingle in all of them, whereas the other ones are kind of specific as to what you like. So now that I have broken this down, you can go out and buy your tickets. I had originally intended to do this as a blog post on fandompodcast.com, but I decided to record these thoughts and share them in the podcast feed. We will still have our normal episode on Tuesday, where we build our own hero teams from across the fandomverse. But as we get closer, we will dedicate an episode to FanEx, and I also plan on adding a few more of the shorter survival guides into the feed, so make sure that you subscribe to get all of our tips. Also, if you have anything specifically that you want us to cover, or you have an amazing tip of your own, make sure to contact us over at fandompodcast.com/contact. And as always, may the fandom be with you.